You're listening to The Berry Pod, tastings from Wine Country Live in the morning
on KVON.
I'm Barry Martin, and happy to have Napa Mayor Jill Teckel joining me now in studio, keeping a nice social distance there across the table. Good job.
Yeah.
Come in.
The table's very
closer to the mic, though.
I'm not getting closer.
Not
no.
Close. You don't have to be closer to me, but closer to the mic.
Okay.
That's much better. We are sanitizing, FYI. So thank you for coming in.
It is. And let me say, when I walk in KVON, it's like, a beacon of service here. I see Will and Jalissa sitting, answering calls, doing, gathering information. And it is a reminder that this station does a very good job of keeping the public informed. So thank you for what you do.
Of course. Everything else can close. We'll still be here.
Right. And you're definitely not a gathering place.
Correct.
So you can do it. But you gather a lot of information and help people that have a lot of questions.
Yeah. Yeah. I said the other day that radio is your ultimate friend if you're social distancing, because you can stay connected to what's going on, but you don't have to be in the same room with anybody.
That's it. And I got it on my phone. I'm not exactly techie, but that is a nice option now to have.
So let's talk about what the council is doing. You're having a special meeting this evening, a 5 o'clock closed session, and then a 6:30 public session. Give us some background on what's going on with this.
Yes. So we did meet yesterday to discuss options for conducting city business and being sure we didn't get ourselves into a legal challenge, because that is something that we need to be aware of. So after a long discussion, we decided that, one, we needed to have a special meeting on Monday. As you know, you had Karen on today, and you said the county is the lead agency. But we felt as the city we needed to meet and share the information that we had about the situation and what's going on, and to declare it a disaster from a city side so that we can have access to the small business loans for our community. We're getting through the crisis, but we always try and look to the other side about how do we then, after we're through it, get back to normal. Mm-hmm. And so trying to set up some of those processes that will help the businesses that are being hurt. I mean, that's the hard part, is people who, small business at the heart of the community, with people not coming into their stores, not going out for business, they're still trying to pay their payrolls. So we're trying to find multiple ways that we can help the business community. I was on the phone yesterday with Travis Stanley, and he's hearing it, and it's those individual stories that you go, oh, this is hard. And so to try and figure out what options we have as a city, put those in place for people that are struggling.
Mm-hmm.
We did talk also with, or Steve talked with, Terrence Mulligan over at the Community Foundation, and there is, the emergency fund is still set up there, and we're hopeful that that will also be able to be available for those that need a little extra help. I know during the fires, earthquakes, they paid people's rent for a month so they didn't lose their apartment when they were out of work. So we would encourage anybody who wants to help monetarily to donate to that community fund over at the Community Foundation.
Yeah. We'll get Terrence to come in and talk about that this week. So at this special meeting tonight, because you mentioned there are a couple of relatively urgent things going on, maybe the most urgent is the redistricting issue, or the districting, since it's not currently.
Yeah, I know it does come up, yeah.
Yeah, that has a timeline on it, and you have to meet certain steps to complete the timeline and make this happen for the November election. How does this impact that?
So that item was on Tuesday's City Council agenda, and we have canceled the Tuesday meeting. staff was really creative at the city, and we had really looked at how we could have a city council meeting with social distancing and let people call in or send emails for the public comment. The districting is, you know, we've done a good job of getting the community engaged and interested and participating. And so to have to deal with limiting the number of people you can have in the room just seemed like the wrong way to proceed was to limit that, and especially with this issue. Public input is so important. So we canceled the meeting. We will, you know, reschedule. We haven't made any decision on future meetings, but we felt with all the new information coming out, with the schools being canceled, we needed to, and we could have 50 people at that meeting. I mean, there are people involved, and so with abundance of caution, we'll cancel it, and we still think we can meet the timeline for the district. It's gone extremely well, but we just felt to bring people out. To have a hearing, and not quite sure what we're doing with the elderly. And I don't feel 65 is elderly. That's just my opinion.
I'm right there with you.
Yeah. And, so it's so much new information all at once, between the state having new guidelines, and then the feds also came out with new guidelines. Mm-hmm. Let's take a deep breath. Let's focus on what's happening here now, which is the disaster, and what we need to do as a city to be ready for that. And we're going to have to let regular business just sort of slow a bit, mm-hmm. like everybody else has to have their regular business slow a bit in order to be there for our community and mm-hmm. to be sure that we are providing what we can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it doesn't really matter whether a meeting you're thinking about having is for a good purpose or not, like a council meeting or a church service or, you know, the PTA. It doesn't matter what it's for. We still shouldn't, you know, engage in that. It's not it is the same as 50 people in a bar, 50 people in the council chambers. It's the same public health issue.
Yeah, but we don't get to have wine. That
you
could make the
that.
Meeting. Yeah,
you're
no.
In charge. You could change
but you're
that.
Absolutely right with the churches. You know, that's such an important piece of people's connectivity, and I know Father Mora called Steve. I'm not sure if he canceled his masses, but he was really trying to get guidance, and mm-hmm. so that's it for us to say: be consistent mm-hmm. with gatherings right now. And so that's what we did.
So the big looming question, locally in the cities and in the county here in Napa, and in Sonoma County as well, and other tourism-based locations. The governor put out this directive yesterday about closing tasting rooms, closing bars and brew pubs. Restaurants can stay open, but with half their normal capacity, and they want to maintain that 6-foot social distancing spacing. Again, that's a directive. It's not an order. It's not a law that the governor can enforce at this point, but it can become that. The second step in this story is that there are at least three communities. One of them is Los Angeles, which fairly big town, as well as Long Beach and Palm Springs. They have gone to a local legal step to actually ban those things that the governor is recommending. The question then becomes, is that a possibility here in Napa? Has that been discussed yet among the council?
It has not been discussed yet among the council, and I think that is part of our whole refocus that we set up yesterday. Was we need to be dealing with these issues that are happening here and find out the right path for our community. You hear the personal stories of each one of these businesses. And it's hard. I know. I was just looking up that Visit Napa Valley. they're recommending that, or what they heard was, discontinue consumer tastings and event. They can allow consumers into the winery to purchase wine so they don't need to close. They can still do that kind of commercial business and clean and more social distance. So at least Visit Napa Valley is taking that as, let's limit tours and tastings. And boy, I'd love to not do that. I'd love to say, yeah, just be safe. But I was just on the phone with Mayor Canning from Calistoga, and if we have, 80% of the wineries that say, okay, we understand this, and 20% that say, well, we're just still going to do it, that's going to cause some real concern locally. And so we may need, and the county may need, especially for the county areas, more direction for wineries, because it's better if we're all in it together, mm-hmm. and understand how we're going to interpret those, because we are such a big wine region. And I panic. I mean, I was talking last week to some of the hotels, and are you losing? And that last week, they were just starting to lose their group business that wasn't coming, that they've worked so hard on. And so that's all connected. And I know, because you and I have been through fires and floods, and whenever I would be talking to a reporter as we're going through the disaster, I'd say, come back in 2 weeks, because you're going to see a really different Napa, and we're going to be back on our feet. So there was always sort of that talk about looking forward, and yes, we'll get through this disaster. I feel the same way about this one, and we need to get through it and have that grand celebration again when we get to open up and share.
Unlike, though, the floods, the earthquake, others, things we've gone through here in this town, the policy that I know you had and I think other administrations had, clean it up fast and get back to business. Don't let things sit around looking like a mess. And that's always worked. This is not one you have any control over. You don't have it. There's nothing to clean up. There's no really way to know whether this is 2 weeks or 2 months right now.
Yeah, I got an email from somebody yesterday who said, I feel like I'm in the Twilight Zone. Mm-hmm. And I think it does feel a little surreal that at this moment we're not seeing any disaster on our day-to-day other than going to the grocery store. Yesterday I went to Browns Valley and all the potatoes and onions were gone.
Right?
That was like, okay, that's like...
And flour. I noticed.
Yeah.
I was there the other day and flour and potatoes. And I said, I think we're going back to a 19th century diet now. We're going to eat flour and potatoes so much for keto and all that.
So that becomes sort of the surreal... pace of it. And, mm-hmm. The parents, I mean, I've seen some darling pictures of kids on Facebook, and parents are saying, meltdown number 4. I think if they showed the parents, there'd be meltdowns too. But this is, a huge challenge for the whole community. Mm-hmm. And the community really, I mean, Napa really tries to help each other. I mean, we're really lucky that way. Last year with leadership, I had a practicum group that did a neighbor-to-neighbor program where the format for getting neighbors together and keeping people, helping people during disasters. And I'm seeing a lot of that and hearing that is about take care of your neighbor. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to look into that and see if there's not a way. But I was thinking the other day, if somebody in the neighborhood says, I want to do something, stick a piece of paper underneath your neighbor's doors, collect their emails, keep them in touch, help people. Because mm-hmm. Government can't do it all. And there's a lot that's what I know about Napans. It's like they really want to help. They really want to do what they can.
Yeah, that's one thing I think we can be confident about. Just a reminder that, the best way to help your elderly neighbor is at some distance. Don't go in their home and give them a hug. That's not what they need right now. So, we've got to figure out those hands-off methods of helping people.
Right, right. And just connecting. And if somebody needs food mm-hmm. or... Mm-hmm. something. So.
Now, as we heard from Dr. Relucio, we still have no cases in Napa County. And the part of what makes it weird, I think, for us day to day is I don't know anybody who's fallen sick. Do you?
No.
Yeah. And the flu's going around, of course, like it always is this time of year. So some people may have the flu. But I've been very conscious of, do I hear people coughing and sneezing? And it's not really. It's like not like we're, you know, a community that's suffering with sickness at this moment. So it makes it more difficult to connect to in some ways. I would assume that there's not been any staffing impact for like public safety, police and fire.
Not
you're not
yet.
Seeing any of that.
Not, but, you know, at this point. They've had long discussions about mm-hmm. what that might look like and how we prepare for that. Mm-hmm. I was meeting yesterday with the fire chief, and had we had the public meeting on Tuesday, he and a crew were going to be there to help just be sure the hand sanitizers were being used mm-hmm. and if anybody had any questions or concerns. So just changing the like we did after the fires, I think it was, you know, people got on the phone from the housing authority and helped people figure out, I think it was the earthquake, PG&E issues. I mean, people have to do different jobs to help the public when yeah. we're in a different period of time. Mm-hmm. I was just going to mention, because we mentioned the city council, the governor has created sort of different rules for public meetings. And I know I have a Bay Area Conservation Development Commission, which meets in San Francisco. And they're allowing us to participate electronically. And so that will be interesting to see how meetings happen when people aren't in the same room. And normally this wouldn't be allowed, but because of the rules in place, it is being pursued. I know I have, I think, Transportation Authority this week also is allowing people to phone in rather than be there in the room. So, you know, there are some options, but again, for the community connectivity, that really limits yeah. the ability.
Okay. So, and to wrap up, what's your advice to people listening in terms of this current coronavirus issue?
Well, listen to KVON and get your latest news and, you know, find things to do at home. I mean, it really is a challenge. I think all the puzzles in town are probably sold out too, because that was a cute option. And hopefully when the weather gets a little better, we'll be able to be out and go for walks and get some exercise. But stay tuned in Napa. We're all in it together. So thank you for being the caring community you are. I love when I get an email going, how can I help? How can I help? And yeah. that just gives me extra energy for the day. So thanks to Napa.
Very good. Hang in there.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for coming in to the radio station today, Napa Mayor Jill Teckel.
Keep it right here. More from the Berry Pod coming up.
On KVON.